about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Also, I want to at some point today address the basketball duos that I've been trying to get to for 2 days, but we haven't been able to fit it in yet. I'm going to try and do that today. But honestly, Ramona, I barely scratched the surface of what I want to talk about in this major discussion today of the show, which is the 2021 recruiting rankings, what it means to the future, what it means to Clemson's future, what it means in terms of who will Clemson's most significant rivals be over the next decade, because I feel like I know for certain who number one is. And I think I have a pretty good handle on I've come up with the top 10, actually, of who I think Clemson's most significant national rivals will be over the next 10 years. And I'm basing it on an assortment of things. And obviously, I'm trying to make long-term projections here, and things are certainly subject to change. The lines are completely jammed, so it's good going, people. It's what we're talking about. And first up is Todd in Easley. Todd, how are you?
Hello, Walt.
Hey, Todd.
I just found it very amusing, like you did, hearing about little Nicky Satan down there in Alabama being born on Halloween.
I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea he was born on Halloween.
Remember they made a little movie about him back in the late 90s called Little Nicky. Adam Sandler's movie. Reminds me so much of Nick Satan.
You don't think he dresses up as that leprechaun character on Halloween, do you?
I wouldn't doubt it. That's all I had to say, Walt. Had to dig it, little Nicky down there.
Thanks, Todd. Leave me about that height. Lincoln, how are you today, Lincoln?
Good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
So today I just wanted to talk about Clemson Notre Dame. First off, who do you think will win the game?
I think Clemson will win. I think it's going to be a really important game for Notre Dame. And look, I don't think it's going to be easy, because I don't think winning on the road is is ever easy, especially when it's at a historical institution like Notre Dame. But I just don't think Notre Dame still, I think they're, you know, I want to say catching up, but, you know, at the same time, Clemson keeps pushing further and further out in front. I think, let me put it this way. I think Notre Dame is getting better from a talent standpoint, but I also think they had significant losses from last year's team, including their best receiver, including Cole Kmet at tight end, including guys on the back end of that defense like Alohi Gilman. You lose two stars on the back end of that defense. After the year before, you lost your linebacker level. I just don't think... I don't think they have enough firepower to beat Clemson. So I think Clemson will win the game. Again, I don't think it'll be easy, but I think Clemson will win the game.
I agree. And then to follow up on that, if Notre Dame pulls off the upset, do you think, and Notre Dame wins out, do you think they could get into the playoff? And do you think if Clemson loses that their playoff hopes are over?
Yes and yes. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to lose that game at Notre Dame and go to the playoffs because I don't think the ACC has enough respect right now. And if Notre Dame were to beat Clemson, it would be a huge brownie point game. I mean, if they were able to beat Clemson from a national status standpoint, it would help them dramatically and really help their case as a potential playoff team. If we're talking about... So you're talking about an undefeated Notre Dame team that beats Clemson? Absolutely, they would be in the playoff.
Okay, thank you. And last question is who do you think the biggest sleeper is in college football?
I think it's Oklahoma State. And again, I've never said that before. But I think when you start with Chuba Hubbard, who... you know, is an insanely gifted back. You have one of the best receivers in the country. You have a really gifted quarterback. They actually have a holy trinity on offense, and there are very few teams that do. They have an elite quarterback, an elite running back, an elite wide receiver. And, you know, I still question their overall toughness, but if we're talking about surprise teams and a wild card team that could shock the world, I think it's them because of those skill guys.
Okay, I appreciate it, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Lincoln. Yeah, I mean, I've suggested some months ago that if you're really a degenerate and you want to put some pesos on a wild card to perhaps win the national title, Oklahoma State's available at 100-1. Do I think they're going to win the national title? No, but I think they ought to be more like 25-1. And they're 100-1. Therefore, there's value in it. Trust me, if I was in Vegas, Vegas, I would throw a few thousand dollars on Oklahoma State.
A few thousand?
Oh, I would. Okay. I would. I'd put a couple thousand dollars on them because I think they're that live. I mean, again, I don't think they're going to win it. But if they do and you're cashing in at 100-1, you know, it's, I think they're, you have a quarterback, running back, wide receiver combo that is about as good as it gets in college football. A very dangerous holy trinity. Now, again, we'll see about the rest of that team. We'll see about Gundy. His element of it, you know, a lot to be determined there. Gamecock, Will.
Yeah, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. As far as the Saban thing, Walt, I want to throw out three names. I mean, I agree with you. I'll go after Urban Meyer, Ryan Day, but I don't see them two going. So I'm going to throw out three names. Dabo's not going, so.
Well, Urban Meyer could. I mean, Urban Meyer's not working.
That's true, but I still don't see it. But I'm going to throw out three names. One of Tennessee's rising. Jeremy Pruitt used to coach there, so I'm going to say Jeremy Pruitt.
I think it's a great call on your part. Yeah, that's a really insightful suggestion on your part, Will. And again, just to be clear, it would take Tennessee continuing to rise. It would take Tennessee continuing to have success over these next 3 or 4 years. But yeah, that's a really smart call on your part, Will.
Okay, appreciate it.
Did I just say that, Ramona? Is this thing working?
Yeah.
Let me put that on tape, Ramona. Another name is rising is Dan Mullen.
Maybe.
Florida's rising too, so I mean, that's another name I'm going to throw out there. There's another name, Walt. Jimbo Fisher. I know nobody likes him, but he's a big name out there.
Yeah, he's locked into like a 10-year deal, and they're paying him with the Brinks truck.
Yeah, I've got money, Walt.
Yeah, but you know, at some point, money's money. I don't know. I like the first two as possibilities better than the third one, but I think that that's one of your better calls, Will.
What about Paul Firebomb? No, I'm just messing with you, man. Yeah. But as far as South Carolina goes, well, I'm going to give you three names, one on defense, two on offense, going to make the big impact this year. Jordan Burch going to make a big impact on defense. I really believe that. Then offense, I'm going to go with Marshawn Lowood.
Yep.
Then I'm going to go with Luke Doty. I think Luke Doty's going to play a lot this year.
Well, we'll see. Look, he's a Connor Shaw clone. He gives you that same type of intensity and competitive nature that Shaw did. So we'll see. I still think Helinski is your best option.
Yeah, Helinski's going to start.
Helinski's going to start
and everything.
Yeah.
But I think Doty's going to come in and play a good bit. You know, they need some experience.
Yeah, that could be. I like it, Will.
I guess I got all. That's all I got today. But
yeah, that's a good place to stop because it might be your best call ever. So don't blow it now.
Man, that's like three times.
I will.
Mom, put that on tape, Mom.
I'm impressed. Yeah, Will.
She'll put it with hers when I said Ramona's right. She has that little clip that she drags out.
I do.
Yeah. All right, Will. I'll see you. Actually, though.
Yeah, Ramona's right.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that would inspire that as well. Very, very predictable.
Notice I didn't have to hunt for that.
Yeah, I know. I noticed you didn't have to hunt for that. You know, I think Will is actually on to something now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the most likely candidates probably are a couple of those guys he mentioned. Probably Jeremy Pruitt. Probably Dan Mullen. Jimbo Fisher. I don't know. You know, it depends what he does at A&M. But again, he's locked into a long-term deal in which they paid him a ton of money. You know, a ton of money. The returns on Jimbo Fisher of late have not been good. At the very least, the arrows seem to be up for Jeremy Pruitt and Dan Mullen. We're going to get into a conversation that involves them later today as well. Let's get to, it's Reichle, Scotty, and Tar Heel Chad. It's great to have Scotty and Seneca and Tar Heel Chad, and of course, Reichle back. Reichle part of the new tag team with Lincoln, starting their own podcast, Young Geniuses. Reichle, how are you?
Good. So, as you were saying, my tag team partner called in today, and he was talking about Notre Dame, so I definitely have to make sure I defend their honor. But so I have some interesting points for what you're for Notre Dame. So when you said Notre Dame lost their best wide receiver this year, Chase Claypool, they did lose Chase Claypool this year, but the year before that they lost Miles Boykin to the Ravens. So I think that Notre Dame has a pretty good track record of being able to develop wide receivers at a pretty high clip. And then the other point was
let's slow down a little bit now, Raglan. Now, yesterday you told me how great Cole Kmet is going to be with the Bears. Well, last year he was with your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So you're not going to be able to play this one on both sides, Reichley. He's either going to be really good for the Bears, and if he is, like you said yesterday, then he's a really big loss for Notre Dame. And as far as the wide receivers are concerned, wait, you're not wrong about Boykin and Claypool, but Claypool much more physical than Boykin. Boykin was like a one-hit wonder. He shocked people at the combine with his athleticism, but Claypool is a more complete player and a much more substantial loss.
Okay, and I think that's fair. But the thing about Cole Kmet is that Clark Lee and our tight end coach, so we fired Clark Lee this year as our offensive coordinator, and the reason why we fired him was because he wasn't using tight ends properly and he wasn't developing them properly. So, like, if you look at Tommy Trimble, he's another one of our tight ends that has come in, and the thing about it is that Notre Dame's offense has been really bad at featuring the tight end. Like, if you looked at the Georgia game, you used the tight end position, but then in the first quarter or so, but then at the end of the game, we weren't using the tight end at all, yet we were winning almost every matchup. So Notre Dame's offense, the reason why Cole Kmet succeeded was just because it was a couple of plays that were run really, really well. And that's why I think he'll succeed in that offense, is because Matt Nagy came from the Andy Reid coaching tree, and Andy Reid and Doug Peterson, who are both from the Andy Reid coaching tree, have a very good track record at developing and using tight ends, and Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz and Trey Burton and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Cole Kmet was still a very good player for you last year. I mean, and
he's a
big loss in that regard, whether you feel that they properly utilized him or not. I mean, he had 43 catches as a tight end, which is a substantial number in college football.
Yeah. So one interesting thing about that is that our running back last year, it was more or less a running back by committee, and we didn't really have a great, great running back. And this year we have, obviously, Chris Tarik from Virginia coming in as that highly talented recruit. And then also with the tight end position, we have that five-star recruit, depending on where you look, Michael Meyer. I'm pretty sure he was out of either Kentucky or St. Louis, who is a five-star and that is considered one of Notre Dame's best recruits as tight ends. But then you also have to remember that a lot of Notre Dame's best players
Haddonfield, I think, is where he came from.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't it, because I think we got a wide receiver out of St. Louis, so I was mixing the two up. But
No.
I think that...
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just saying that... and then Notre Dame has that really good safety in Kyle Hamilton. Do you think that Kyle Hamilton could be this year's Isaiah Simmons prospect? Because he has a lot of those skills, being a safety, but also being able to play a cornerback position.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. Tremendous athlete, tremendous player. Not gonna debate that one with you, Reichley. I think you're 100% right. My biggest concern about Notre Dame is Ian Book. I think Ian Book has not evolved from where he was when we first saw him. You know, you sort of hope that he gets better. Well, he's running out of time to get better, and I think the reason is he has physical limitations. You know, he's a tough little guy, but he has a pedestrian arm, and there are just certain limitations to what he can be. You know, he's a good college player. I'm not taking that away from him, but he's still my concern, because when you line him up at the end of the process, look, he's fine on a game-to-game basis throughout the season, but at the end of the process, let's say you do become a playoff-viable team, then the question is, well, how does he match up against the other elite quarterbacks in the country? And he doesn't, and that's where you fall off. I mean, he's not going to win a matchup with a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields or somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's a good quarterback, but you have to be able to play the system to him, unlike most of the players like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or players like that.
Well done, Reichle, as always. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Good stuff. Yep, thank you. Now the veterans, Ramon, have to come in and top the two youngsters, the two rookies. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty will be aided by 151 Rum in his pursuit of topping their excellence. And Tar Heel Chad are coming right up on the other side. Quick break.
The drive-thru is open and the food is the real deal. Buy 20 Supremes and get 5 free, all for just $25 at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
For the past 2 months, our homes have been, well, lived in more than ever before. Kitchens have become science labs, sofas have become jungle gyms, and carpet has become the official canvas of the quarantine. Restore your home to its original glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule for your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley invites you to stop by and check out all the new Yokohama G-Lander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of 4 select Yokohama G-Lander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama G-Lander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
Metal Depots is your leading supplier of metal building and roof and wall components with superior quality and competitive prices. With all the storms that are affecting the Carolinas, we are here to help you with any repairs that you might need. We also offer our services to the general public. Stop by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont or give us a call at 864-295-0506. Metal Depots is here to assist you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Where did Tar-Heel Chad go? Chad, you get back in. What's the matter with you, Carolina fan? Your lack of patience. Scotty, you're up in 1 second. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, let me let Tammy tell you about George Coleman Ford. Tammy wrote this 3 days ago. Oh, it might be four now since I pulled this a day or two ago. Maybe it's five even. Probably the best vehicle buying experience we have had, ever. Carlos sales was super responsive and great to work with, and Gerald finance worked hard to get the financing package we wanted. Both had everything lined up for us when we arrived. We drove off the lot with our awesome new used truck within an hour. Had to travel a bit to get there, but frankly, I would travel even further for this type of professional, transparent, and courteous service. Thanks, guys. ! We will see you again. Cars cost less than Traveler's Rest. There are never any service fees or dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. But for 90 years, the secret has been the way they treat people. It's the way they treat people. It's the ultimate secret to success. And you know, here's the thing. We deserve that. We just have become too indoctrinated to think you can't get it anymore. No, you can get it. You just have to know where to go. Go to George Coleman Ford, where people have been getting treated like royalty for 90 years. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty.
Yeah, the playoffs, Walt. The playoffs.
That's right. Jim That's Moore. Our guy, Jim Mora Sr.
Jim Mora and Nick Saban, what do they have in common? Two things, Walt. Yeah. They both quit on the teams. They both quit in the NFL.
They both what?
I don't know. I couldn't hear what you said, Scotty.
They both what?
Quit on Louisiana teams, and they both quit in the NFL.
Ah.
Did you think Jim Mora Sr. quit?
He quit on New Orleans Saints after 8 games. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, look, as much fun as we have with him and the fact that he, you know, bugged out on us.
Yeah, go ahead. Say a bunch of nice stuff about him. Go ahead.
He was a tremendous coach with the Saints. He was. His son is a bozo, but he was a tremendous coach with the Saints. Absolutely unbelievable. He raised the level of New Orleans Saints to unparalleled heights in their history. I don't even care about your Super Bowl team. He raised your look. He was going up against the 49ers in their heyday. And during that time, his team was probably the second best team in the NFL. They just couldn't quite get past that team, but because they were in the same division, but that's the only fault. He raised the level. The Saints were bad A's when Jim Mora Jr. coached them. They had the best core of linebackers, maybe in NFL history, and they had a true grit quarterback leader in Bobby Hebert, who was one of your own.
That wouldn't pay $1 million a year. Now look at the salary.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I'm not going to question you about Ramona's, you know, math skills, but I will say one thing. I'm not sure either one of you know math, because when she says shovel some more about speeding tickets, I didn't forget that.
When what? When what? What? What did he say?
You want me to tell you what he's talking about?
Yeah.
You and I were talking about speeding tickets, and you were saying that you didn't get any, and I said shovel some more.
Yeah. Hey. I'm a math genius, so relax yourself.
He's going to eat your 150-pound dog liver with parma beans.
Yeah. I'm going to get to him. I'm going to get to the 53-year-old boxer in a little bit. There's nothing funnier than that.
How you been doing? You all right?
Yeah, thank you, Scotty. Thank you for checking up on us. How are you doing? Scotty just called to say hello. I think there was a song about that.
Well, you have kids vacation, you know. You go to the Caribbean, or you just stay locked in your cage.
Are you underwater? Are you immersed in a 151 rum bathtub? Are you underwater? What's the deal with your phone? Are you talking into the right end of it?
It's a new smartphone with speaker or something. I don't know.
It's a smartphone.
You got your corner back.
Smartphone, dumb.
Why are they calling it a smartphone? Every time somebody uses one, it's no good.
You got to figure out which end of your smartphone to speak into.
LSU got your cornerback.
Oh,
what does that mean?
I don't know. He's back to that. Every time I answer the phone, he says LSU won the championship.
LSU,
what do you say?
Like, we don't know.
LSU got your quarterback.
Yeah, that's what he
your
said.
Your cornerback.
Cornerback.
Yeah. He was up for LSU at Clemson. We picked him up.
I gotcha. This is the LSU propaganda part of the phone call.
Yeah.
We're coming at you, Walt. You're 0-1 against Orgeron. Don't forget it.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, I'm the one who wanted them to hire Orgeron. You didn't.
No, I did. He's a coon ass.
All right, Scotty. All right. I got to go. Fix your phone. Call me back. Fix your phone.
That is the oddest phone call.
Well, I mean, you know what? I can understand. I speak fluent looper now. Fluent Packer backer. But after that phone call, I'm not sure I speak fluent Scotty. I had to have you as an interpreter. I'm like, what? 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 What did he say? What? And it's not him, it's whatever his ridiculous phone connection
is. Yeah, it's his phone.
All right, Tar Heel Chad. And Misty. Misty is calling. She's going to tell us about First Class Hall. Don't go anywhere, Misty. Don't go anywhere. Tar Heel Chad. Chad.
Walt, I promise my phone is better. Scotty.
Oh, it is.
Rough.
Yeah, you've already beaten Scotty.
Hey, just two quick things, and I'll hop off. One, on the betting lines for the upcoming football season with no fans, less fans, any thoughts on how that's going to impact the lines, one way or the other? And will you see lines off the board because of this that normally would be on the board? That's one question. The second question is, do you have any insight on Central Florida and Auburn early on, being the first two games UNC plays, just what they're bringing back, what they're going to look like, and again, those games could be played with, not that many fans at all. Just like to hear that. So I'll take it off the air. Take care, man.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Chad. Well, as far as the betting lines are concerned, could Vegas put games in circles because of it? Perhaps. Yeah. There may be some top end limitations on what you can bet because Vegas doesn't like unknowns. On the other hand, Vegas needs to make some money back for the period that the whole city turned into a ghost town. I think the way it will affect games is obviously it's going to reduce the numbers in home environments. So, typically, in gambling parlance, people like to say, well, home field's worth 3 to 5 points, 3 to 7 points. My belief is in college football, it's frequently worth way more than that. Way more than that. And now I think that the home field advantage could be significantly reduced in many of these environments. So that's what remains to be seen. And yes, if we're playing in front of very small, limited fan bases and or none, then the only home advantage is knowing the field and facilities, etc. The primary home advantage is the fans. And if you take the fan element out of it, well, there goes your primary home advantage. Now, I think it would dramatically change, impact the game. I think you'd have far more road teams winning than you normally do. So that's the first thing. As far as North Carolina and their start to the season with Central Florida and Auburn, I think Central Florida is going to be a bear, an absolute beast. I think it would certainly help to play them in front of an empty building. I think it's a really dangerous game, very tough game to win. In fact, I think that game is going to be harder to win for North Carolina than the Auburn game on a neutral field. I think North Carolina has a better chance against Auburn than they do against Central Florida. I don't want to go play Central Florida in their building. Again, with allowance for the fact that, as we just explained, there may not be fans, and that would change it. But that team still has awesome team speed and is still just very dangerous. Auburn is Bo Nix, and I think Bo Nix is truly elite quarterback talent with a big-time arm. Where Auburn is going to struggle some, and this will be potentially to North Carolina's advantage. Well, I mean, it will be to their advantage. Whether it plays to their advantage in terms of winning, we'll see. But they lost their whole defensive front. They lost all that talent on that defensive front, starting with Brown, who's the best defensive player in America, at least at the line of scrimmage, and a physically dominant force. So, they lose that whole defensive front. I do think they're going to be better on offense than they were this past year, and they have real speed at wide receiver. And they bring Chad Morris in. I think offensively, Auburn is going to be an improved bunch, but defensively, they're not going to be nearly as good. And playing them in it won't necessarily be a neutral field, but it'll be something close to that. I think that certainly gives the Tar Heels a shot in that game. So as of now, based on what I know today, I like your chances better at Central Florida than I do, or better at in the game against Auburn on neutral field than I do at Central Florida. Before we get a break, I'm going to get Misty in here quickly because she's been hanging on. Misty, welcome in, Misty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Misty. How are you?
I'm all right. I just want to give Greg at First Class Hawk a great big shout out. He has made my day with my car. I mean, he really helped me out. He took, I picked it up today. It had to have a power steering rack and a some kind of steering shaft or something. And he found out it was covered under warranty and everything. So he done great. But I really appreciate it.
That's exactly what we're talking about, Misty. You'll hear these stories about people, it's not just women, who don't really know anything about vehicles. And you hear these horror stories about these places that prey on the lack of knowledge. And I think those horror stories are based in fact, but that's not what happens at First Class Hall. And here's a perfect example. This is a woman on her own who ventured to First Class Halt and gets treated with respect and courtesy and they go the extra mile for her. It's exactly what you're looking for.
It is. He was awesome. That's all I can say. He was just awesome. He helped me out a lot.
Thank you very much, Misty. It matters that people tell those stories.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Misty. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
It's frustrating going to the supermarket and finding the meat department sold out of everything. A short trip to the corner butcher in Clemson's Patrick Square will take care of that for you and your family. With an exceptional quality product selection of meats, poultry, and fresh seafood, the corner butcher, a locally owned part of your community, hand cuts your choices right there in the store. Feed your family the best and support another local business. The corner butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Auto Mower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Auto Mower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family-owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
For the past 2 months, our homes have been, well, lived in more than ever before. Kitchens have become science labs, sofas have become jungle gyms, and carpet has become the official canvas of the quarantine. Restore your home to its original glory with the help of Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule for your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Waltip to the Red Rage, we are back. By the way, if you're trying to text me, I'm not receiving your texts. It's been an issue since the start, so I don't know what's going on with it. So hold off on the texting for now because you're just spitting into the wind. Set. You want to get in on the phone lines, you can still do that. 654-7627. 654-7627. You can get in on the phone conversation. All right. Let's get back to this conversation that we're having about college football, and I want to start it, well, continue it with a discussion of the 2021 recruiting rankings. These are the latest rankings that I plucked from Rivals earlier today. Have they changed since then? Yes, to a degree. We've had the Bubba announcement, the Bubba Chandler announcement, so that will change these numbers some, because Clemson had 11 four-star players for an average of 4 stars, according to Rivals. And obviously, Bubba would drop that slightly. I don't know what Bubba is in the rival system. I don't even think he had a star ranking originally, despite the fact that he has rather obvious talent. But when you look at the 2021 recruiting rankings right now, and we're going to get to the Tennessee discussion and what it means and what this all means for Clemson and the next decade as to who's going to matter in college football and who's going to become the most significant competitor for Clemson. Number one in the Rivals recruiting rankings is Ohio State. Ohio State has 18 commitments. Ryan Day continuing to get it done. Do you remember, Ramona, when Ryan Day came in for Urban Meyer? It's just like the Lincoln Riley coming in for Bob Stoops. He was met with great skepticism. There were people questioning it. We had the kickoff show that year, and I said I thought Ryan Day was going to be better than Urban Meyer, and I think people were surprised by that, but I said Ryan Day is Lincoln Riley. He's a genius. He's an offensive genius. I mean, he was highly regarded. Those two situations really unusual in that you had brilliant offensive minds. I mean, two of the top three or four offensive minds in all of college football who are waiting in the wings for their chance to be head coaches. Now, again, because you're a brilliant offensive mind and a brilliant offensive coordinator doesn't make you a brilliant head coach. But in the case of these two gentlemen, it obviously has, because there's no question about Ryan Day's greatness. Ryan Day, you know, I see these coaching listings that are just hysterical. I mean, CBS has one I want to touch on as well, because Jim Harbaugh has moved up 3 spots in the CBS coaches power rating. Based on what? Are we playing football? I guess they're saying since last year. I'm sorry. What's the last we saw of them? Getting whooped up by Ohio State and Bama, and he rose 3 spots? I don't know. We'll get to that at some point. We'll get to that at some point. But Ryan Day, you know, we went through one of those lists a couple weeks ago, and Ryan Day was way down the list. There was no common sense from the author. I think that was a 247, their director of scouting or something, who put that list together, and I thought it was, you know, there were some elements of it that were salvageable, but much of it was just trash, including the positioning of Ryan Day. And here you have Day again, just continuing to get it done, and his staff continuing to get it done in the recruiting circle. There are 18 commits. They have 3 5 stars, which is, according to the rival system, that's 2 more than anybody else has. 3 5 stars according to Rivals for the 2021 cycle, 11 4 stars and 3 3 stars. And their cumulative per player average is 3.89. Tennessee is second in the Rivals rankings with 22 commits. Obviously Tennessee second because of the big number of commits. I mean, that's why they're second. You know, that's why average star ratings matter when you're evaluating these type of rankings, because Tennessee is second. They're certainly not going to be second by the end, but these services count the number of commits. Well, that's a function of class size. You know, that's a function of how many returning players you have, how many openings you have. And it really doesn't have anything to do with your recruiting class, yet I understand the dilemma. I just think that perhaps a different type of balance is in order in terms of how you rank them overall, rather than just giving a team with a much lower per player star value credit just for class size. Nonetheless, Tennessee is second at 22. They have 0 5 stars, 8 4 stars, which is more than they had, and 14 3 stars. So again, everyone wants to get really excited about Tennessee and what they're doing from a recruiting standpoint, but that per player star average is 3.36. And the majority of that class is comprised of 3-star players. Is it better than they've done of late? I guess so. I haven't tracked necessarily what they've done of late, but I don't think that they've been far off of that from a per star rating. I mean, I think that's been the general area that they've been in. It might be a little higher, but I think the constant harangue of Tennessee fans on my Twitter feed and elsewhere about, look what we're doing from a recruiting standpoint, I think you're overstating it. I think you're pretty obviously overstating it, because again, of all the top teams, you have the lowest per player star rating. It's not even really close. So in other words, you're sort of a bogus number two. You're more like 10 or something. You're not really two. It's misleading. It's misleading. Clemson, for example, is 3. Clemson only has 11 commits compared to Tennessee's 22, 12 now. And Clemson had the highest per player star rating, because Clemson was averaging 4 stars per player, which, again, is significantly better talent than Tennessee is landing on a per player basis. Not even close. So it's the class size. It's the number of early commits that they've taken. And again, that'll change by the end. I don't know what Tennessee's, available scallies are, how much they're going to bypass the accepted 25. We'll see. Southern California is 4th on the rivals list. Southern California, 12 commits. And I've been warning about this, because they got a commit from 5-star quarterback. I don't know if he's been lowered to 4 stars in the rival system. I'm not sure, because I don't see a 5-star listed. But they list 9 4-stars and 3 3 stars. There was a lot of consternation, a lot of discussion about what a fail Southern California had last recruiting cycle. It may be, but they're not failing now. And I've been warning about this. I've been warning that, as attractive as that offense looked last year, that there was a chance that Southern Cal was going to get back to business. And I think that's starting to happen. And I think that people like Helton. Now, whether he's still the coach 3 years from now, obviously this year is going to be a very important year. But you have a hyper-talented young quarterback. You have an offense that I think is going to be very productive. I think something's starting to happen at Southern Cal. And Slovis is going to be a big part of that. He's just immensely gifted. And look, there's a chance he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. He's going to be in this discussion for the Heisman Trophy. Mark my words. He went through a 3-game stretch late last year where he threw for 1,500 yards in 3 games. 1,500 yards. And he's just a kid. So, I mean, that's why JT Daniels is no longer there. So Southern Cal is 4th on the rivals list. Then there's Florida, who's 5th. Florida has 13 commits, 7 4-stars and 6 3-stars, and their per star is 3.54. So, look, the Fighting Dan Mullins starting to get something done from a recruiting standpoint, and if they can do that, then they will be a riser. Again, Florida also way higher on the per star value than Tennessee right now. And then at 6 is North Carolina with 14 commits, 6 4-stars and 8 3-stars. and an average of 3.43. So obviously an excellent recruiting year for Mac Brown and staff in the 2021 cycle. And they are certainly getting it done and becoming a factor on the field and off the field from a recruiting standpoint. Number seven is Michigan. Michigan with 13 commits, 5 4 stars, 7 3 stars, and an average of 3.31. I'm not sure how far off that is from what they've been doing. I would think it's sort of right in range. I know people love to suggest Michigan can't recruit. They can, in fact, recruit. They just haven't been able to recruit the quarterback position. Although they may have a kid now, in the Milton kid, who may be the best talent they've had at that spot in a long time, if they're smart enough to play him, and I'm not convinced that they are. So we'll see. Eight is Iowa. Iowa with 15 commits, 3 4 stars, and 12 3 stars, an average of 3.20 per player. All right, this is notable because this is the first team on the list that has actually had a per-star average that's lower than Tennessee's. And so that's what I'm talking about. You know, when I said earlier, you know, the truth about Tennessee is they're not really two, they're more like 10. And that's the truth about it. You know, their per-star average is, you know, in the Iowa area, much more in the Iowa area than it is in the, you know, Ohio State, Clemson area. So the notion that, and look, I'm not saying that they won't get there in the future. You know, if this class helps build on-field productivity, then future classes may well be at the top. And maybe Pruitt's going to be the number one recruiting team in some years. I mean, I think those things are certainly possible. But in terms of where they sit now, they're not really in that position yet. I don't think this class is really that different from what they've done in recent times. Ramona, you're going to have to help me at the... But Iowa's 8. Minnesota is 9. Minnesota has 16 commits. They have 2 4 stars. They have 14 3 stars. So a lot of 3 stars, but it's Minnesota, for crying out loud. Their per-star average is 3.13. So Minnesota certainly starting to get something done, both on the field and from a recruiting standpoint. And LSU is 10. And we'll talk more about LSU and what it means, what all this means on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
In the midst of the coronavirus outbreak, State Credit Union remains committed to the safety of their employees and members, as well as their financial service needs. They have strict sanitizing protocols in place for their branch locations and have services in place to assist members from the convenience of their homes. Their online and mobile banking, telephone teller, online loan application, and remote deposit service remain available to help their members 24/7. Please visit their website at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
For now, Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. Joe's can't thank you enough for your unwavering support and looks forward to seeing you back in both the Seneca and Clemson locations as soon as possible. In the meantime, check out the great daily specials Joe's has waiting for you on their Facebook page, like buy one, get one free pizzas on Tuesdays. Already a huge success. It's all about the sauce. And most importantly, it's all about you, the loyal Joe's New York Pizza customers. Thank you for your support.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The